You're listening to Alto Flute that you'll get to hear more of when Conbrio performs their concert this week. You know, when it comes to music right now, there is no famine in Juneau. Just an amazing feast. Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And, you know, we have so much to share with people this week. And joining us now is Sally Schlichting. She's the flutist that you just heard, as well as one of the organizers of Conbrio. And Jim Knoll is one of the composers that will be featured in the upcoming Small Wonders concert this Friday night at Northern Lights United Church. So I want to thank both of you for being here with us today. So that is a rare opportunity, Sally, to hear an alto flute.
Yeah,
and you'll be playing it with other musicians. And
yes,
what's kind of exciting about this concert is that you've got a group of composers that it sounds like they've composed music for their friends that play in this community, like you.
Absolutely. In fact, all of the composers, I think except one, are actually playing on the program themselves too for each other. So It's a very collaborative effort, and it does involve about 22 different musicians.
And, oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so you're going to be playing in small groups.
That's right. Small ensembles. We have a string quartet. We have a woodwind sextet, and we have some trios and quartets and things like that. And this is the second time that we've done a program of all local composers. The first time was back, I think, in 2018, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
And it was just so wonderful to showcase an artistic form, which is composition, which hasn't really been done in the community of Juneau.
You know, that's so amazing, because I was looking through your list of composers and, like, how does a community as small as Juneau have so many composers like you, Jim? You know, just, and we're going to hear one of your pieces shortly, an excerpt from Emergence, which will be performed. Can you tell us a little bit about your work as a composer?
Okay. Maybe I'll just talk about Emergence a little bit.
So
generally, a lot of composers kind of have a theme that they want to write about a particular subject. I tend to just come up with a musical idea, just start there, and then I kind of carry on from there. And at the beginning, I don't have any idea what the piece is actually about. But then later on, as I've been working with it for a while, I just start finding myself thinking about things, and that kind of suggests the title. So in the case of Emergence, I just kind of started thinking about, I like to go on walks in the Dredge Lakes area and check out all the lakes and the waterfowl and everything else. So that's what I kind of started thinking about as I was most of the way through the piece, actually.
Juneau-inspired, then.
Juneau-inspired,
nature.
Local.
Nature, yeah.
Totally local and organic.
So tell me, before we hear a little bit of Emergence, tell me about the instrumentation of it and set us up for what we're going to hear.
Okay. Well, it's a woodwind sextet, and it's basically made up of pairs of related instruments. So there's a clarinet and a bass clarinet, and then there's a oboe and a bassoon. Those are both double reed instruments. And then there's a flute, an alto flute.
Which Sally is going to play.
Sally will be playing, yep.
You know, it's so rare that you get to hear an alto flute just kind of by itself. Sally, would you just play a little riff or two so we can hear how it's different from a regular flute? Oh, my goodness.
It sounds about, I think it's a fifth lower. I think it's like that. I'll probably get corrected about that. But, yeah, it sounds a little bit.
So is it kind of challenging, though, to get people in this community to learn the new compositions? Because you've got several composers that are going to be featured, like William Todd Hunt and Beth Lebowitz. And I'm trying to
Rob Cohen, Ty Wolverton, but Artemio Sandoval.
Artemio, that was the one I was.
Yeah.
Sandoval.
Sandoval, yeah. Wow. He's a local born and raised kid. Yeah.
Wow.
He's not a kid anymore. He's an adult. I still think of him as a kid in the orchestra.
Yeah, so, it's all relative.
Yeah. But his miniature string quartet number one, mm-hmm. Ani, mm-hmm. And that's the Thlinkit word for land.
That's right, yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece, too. It's just, it's evocative.
Is it Thlinkit inspired?
It is, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Artemio is an Alaska native, obviously.
So that is, you know, how often do you hear from Alaska native composers?
Well, I hope more often. That's what I hope. I want to hear more. So I like the juxtaposition and cultural juxtaposition of, you know, of Thlinkit tradition and, you know, Western traditions. I think it's inspired.
It's a common theme in Juneau, and I think part of what makes this mm-hmm. community so special. So tell us about the title of Emergence, your piece, because I'm going to mm-hmm. play it here in a sec.
Okay. Emergence, the word has a lot of different meanings, but it's kind of a technical term for people that study insects. Dragonflies, for example, they have a larval stage when they're in the water, and they don't have any wings or anything, but they swim around, and they're ferocious predators, apparently, in that stage as well as later. And then later on, when they come out of the water, and they basically shed their initial skin, and they pop out, and they've got wings and stuff like that, they refer to that as emergence. But so I've co-opted the term just for everything that happens in the spring, just everything coming out. The efflorescence of spring. So it's basically from the microscopic algae and protozoans up to insect larvae and fish and frogs and birds.
So you will hear Friday Emergence. That is a very, very beautiful piece.
Well, thank you.
I think it does evoke scenes of Juneau and the wetlands, don't you?
Yeah. And like I said, I think it's very primordial. Yeah.
It is. But so just quickly, could you run through some of the pieces that we're going to be hearing, the original compositions?
Yeah.
And maybe I should start off with we talked a little bit about Ani, but what about the quarantine trios from Beth Lebowitz?
Yeah, those are three trios that she wrote partially, well, I guess during early on in the pandemic. She was writing music for her friends so that they could play outdoors together. And that developed into this sort of triptych of trios that'll be performed by Cecily Morris and Ann Sutton and Beth herself on Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you got two chances to hear this in two venues, Friday night at the Northern Light Church and then over at the State Library and Museum.
Correct, on Saturday afternoon. That's right. And then some of the other pieces, Three Movements for Four Flutes by William Todd Hunt, Rock Oil by Ben Holtz, with Todd, Ben, and Rob Cohen, and Todd will be playing saxophone.
That's a pretty dissonant piece. I took a sneak peek on YouTube and listened to it.
Well, it's it has some very sort of geochemistry origins, and that'll be presented in the program notes. And then Ascendancy, which is by Ty Wolverton. And that's for trumpet, oboe, synthesizer, keyboard, which Jim Knoll here is going to be playing. And then our final piece is by Rob Cohen. That stands for Brass Quintet in Uncertain Times. And that's a really fun piece, too. It's going to be great. So,
I mean, that is just so amazing that you have both the composers and the caliber of musicianship here to carry this off.
Yeah, well, this is a thriving cultural community. I just have to say we're very fortunate here. So,
but it's unfortunate that it comes when people have so much going on from Juno Jazz and Classics being here. Do you think you'll do something like this again?
So this is this concert is encore performance from last fall. We did this program once last fall in November, and we had to really limit. We didn't have two performances. We had to limit attendance, obviously. So now we wanted to give people another chance to hear this program. So there's the performances Friday night and Saturday afternoon. And then there will be two more concerts in the Combrio series this year. Climate Soundscapes in November, which is also a program of music by our local composers that are partnering with scientists from the University of Alaska to interpret their research into compositions. And then in February, I'm going to do a solo flute recital. So those are our programs for this
year. Wow. So will you be playing your alto flute? Or?
I'm not. I'm going to be playing my C flute. I will be doing a lot of alto flute this fall. So, yeah.
I just can't get enough of hearing that.
Yeah.
It'll
be featured again in November. So, yeah.
Wow. So we are just about out of time. Just any quick words to say before we go?
I just want to go over again. The concerts are this Friday night, 7:30 p.m. at Kunehidi Northern Light United Church, and Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., Atrium at the APK, State Library, Archives, and Museum. Both concerts are free. We welcome donations to help cover our costs, and we do encourage people to come to both performances because sometimes hearing a new piece takes a couple of times. And
that's so right.
Take advantage of that, you know.
Well, you can't go places to hear new pieces always.
That's right.
It's not like it. Like it's something that you can always access.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's going to be a great program. So,
well, congratulations, Jim, for debuting your piece in two concerts. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we are out of time. I have to say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a great evening.